KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. Negotiations are reportedly ongoing between House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Vice President Joe Biden about reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. APRN's Peter Granitz reports key provisions for Alaska are at stake. The new version would include Alaska Natives in its national baseline study of domestic abuse victims in Indian Country, which would mean more money for domestic violence services in the state of Alaska. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says that could lead to more money for domestic violence services in the state.
It helps us in our ability to obtain additional grant dollars, those federal funds that would be available to help on issues that relate to domestic violence, whether it's the shelters, whether it is just levels of support for victims of domestic violence.
There are a few sticking points between the House and Senate versions. The Senate extends protections to immigrants and gays and lesbians. It also grants tribal courts in the lower 48 the ability to issue restraining orders against non-natives. Both Senators Murkowski and Mark Begich voted for VAWA, as it's known in D.C., and Congressman Don Young voted for the House version, too. The VAWA hasn't cleared Senate and House yet. Many thought the tension over politically sensitive groups would die after the election, but it hasn't. Peggy Brown is nervous about the Violence Against Women Act. She's nervous it will sunset for the first time.
If we lost VAWA here in Alaska, it would devastate our work here. Prevention work that we're doing, public awareness, you name it.
Brown is the executive director of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Her group provides victims with emergency shelters, hotlines, clothing, and food. It also uses a federal grant to help victims pursue civil trials. The network uses the money on training. Veteran attorneys mentor newer ones so domestic violence victims don't get stuck with a lawyer who doesn't know the ropes of family court.
And we've been doing that for about 15 years, and so we're one of the few states that has received that grant every year for 15 years.
Brown says nearly all of her $3 million budget comes from the Violence Against Women Act. The state does chip in some money and resources, but she worries if the bill lapses, there is no way the state could cover the federal contribution, and that means less services for the people who need it most. A second former executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has been sentenced in Anchorage's federal court for stealing from the organization. The U.S. Attorney's Office says in a release that 52-year-old Teresa Judkins of Barrow will serve a six months in prison and pay more than $100,000 restitution. Judkins led the commission for 2 years until her firing in 2008. She was charged in 2011 with using commission funds to buy a snow machine, never paying back payroll advances, and using funds to pay for travel. Another former executive director, 62-year-old Maggie Amoak, was sentenced for embezzling last month. She was ordered to serve more than 3 years in prison and pay back more than $393,000 to the organization, which works to preserve subsistence hunting of bowhead whales for Alaska Natives. Nome Elementary 5th and 6th graders had low scores on a statewide reading test this fall. The school board added a teacher aide last month, but they're also focusing on 1st through 3rd grade, developing literacy early to set a solid foundation. So how are Nome teachers working to improve reading? Superintendent Mike Bronner says one strategy teachers use is assessment. Some are long yearly tests that measure performance in reading, writing, and math that are measured against students statewide. Nome Elementary did a preliminary fluency test in September. The average results for grades K through 6 show on average Nome students are hovering around average standards. Browner says the results will help teachers meet the needs of each student. They can work on fluency more with students who are scoring low and focus more on other components of literacy, comprehension, etc., with students who excel. And Superintendent Mike Browner reported on the Alaska Native Education Program in Nome at last night's school board meeting. The school district has entered into a partnership with the Nome Eskimo community to set up culturally relevant math and science curriculum in Nome schools. They applied for the Alaska Native Education Grant and received funding for 3 years. Eventually, the Alaska Native Education Program grant will fund an advocate position at Nome Eskimo community and a teacher aide for 7th through 12th grade. But for now, Superintendent Browner says they're still in the planning stages.
But we're collecting information so that the group can study it and see, again, what would be the most appropriate here in Nome.
Superintendent Browner says the Alaska Native program aims to reach students by making word problems and science applicable to everyday life. Browner says he's been impressed with the curriculum materials he's found so far.
Nice things about this program is it uses such samples as math by considering fishnets and the different ways that fishnets are used. There's one on log cabin log counts, mixing gas and oil, so like in your snow machine, leveling houses. So a lot of those very practical applications.
In other school board news, Nome Belts Junior High 8th graders may be going to Washington, D.C. Language arts teacher Rachel Ventris submitted a proposal to allow students to experience living history by visiting Capitol Hill, memorials, and Smithsonian museums. The board granted Ventris permission to take Nome Belt students out of state. Ventris will now start fundraising for the four-day Washington, D.C. trip. The school board also gave two Partner in Education awards. One went to Jenna Schmidt, who runs a STEAM Saturday program that lets kids experiment with technology, science, and art. The other award went to the City of Nome for providing a student activity grant for after-school programs. The next school board meeting is January 8th. And the mushing season is in full throttle by now, but with the lack of snow, mushers are starting to wonder how their racing season will shake out. On Monday, organizers announced the cancellation of the Sheep Mountain 150, a favorite mid-distance race in South Central Alaska. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports the 150-mile sled dog race was due to start from the Sheep Mountain Lodge, 65 miles east of Palmer. Race director and veteran Yukon Quest and Iditarod musher Zach Steer says there's just not enough snow to safely hold the race. 60 teams were signed up to leave from the start line this coming Saturday. Steer says the waiting list was also close to full. He says the race has grown in popularity since it began in 2004. Lack of snow forced the cancellation of the Sheep Mountain 150 in 2009 and 2007 as well. Steer will consider rescheduling the race for a later date in March or April. And the price of gold up $3.40 an ounce to $1,714.80. An ounce of silver up 27 cents to $33.37. Unofficially 10 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.